Hi, everybody. Welcome to our program. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And as we move through the month of December, we're going to talk about some food today.
Cool.
And, of course, when the weather is colder, maybe you might be spending more time indoors, maybe at a movie theater to catch the latest flick. You know, when you see a movie, of course, it's nice to have some sort of snack to chomp on when you're watching that movie. So what exactly do you like to eat when you watch movies, Stephanie?
Well, I like popcorn and candy, but the last film I went to in Taiwan, there was a couple next to me, and they had brought paigu fan in.
Oh,
which okay. I thought was hilarious, but it was very smelly. So be careful when you bring in food that's quite fragrant, we'll say, huh?
Exactly. But, yeah, in some of those theaters, of course, they do allow people to bring in food.
Yeah.
Some theaters don't, though.
They don't in America. So sometimes my mom would have a bag of candy that she had bought at the store earlier because it's cheaper, and she would just bring in the bag of candy. But yeah.
Stick it in her purse or
Stick
something
Stick it in the
like
bag,
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they usually want to make money, of course, from their concessions.
Which are really expensively priced.
They are.
Yes.
As well. As the drinks and stuff like that as well. But, of course, one staple in movie theaters is popcorn, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Pop that corn. Mm. We're going to talk about exactly why popcorn is so popular, especially in movie theaters. So, everybody, let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now. You better listen carefully. The light dims and chatter quiets down as moviegoers turn their attention to the opening credits of the latest blockbuster. The audience stares attentively at the screen as they munch on popcorn. Whether you prefer to scarf down an entire handful of popcorn or take it one kernel at a time, most people agree that the movie experience is not quite the same without this crunchy snack. So how did popcorn find its way into cinemas anyway? Before we answer that question, let's take a look at the science behind this airy treat. Out of all the varieties of maize, only the kind used for popcorn is capable of popping. In order to turn the hard yellow seed into a fluffy white snack, popcorn must be heated. When the kernel is exposed to high temperatures, the moisture inside it turns into steam. Due to its dense exterior, the steam cannot escape and pressure starts to build. Once the hard shell reaches its breaking point, the kernel bursts and pops inside out, releasing a soft flake. The discovery of popcorn can be traced back to more than 6,000 years ago. However, this treat was not enormously popular until the mid-1800s. By 1885, a steam-powered popcorn wagon had been invented, giving popcorn an advantage over potato chips at fairs and sporting events because it could be mass-produced outside of the kitchen. At first, however, movie theater owners believed popcorn was nothing more than a messy nuisance to be cleaned up after a film. It wasn't until the Great Depression that theater owners saw its financial potential. Now, popcorn is synonymous with movies. To this day, popcorn remains a favorite treat because it's low in calories and fat. This versatile snack goes well with sweet or savory toppings. No wonder it even has its own button on the microwave.
Pop that corn. We're going to talk about popcorn, which I quite enjoy, actually. I like butter on my popcorn, but I also like caramel on my popcorn, which I make excellent caramel popcorn. One of these days, I'm going to bring some in, Tom.
Okay.
It's really sweet. We shouldn't eat it, but I love it. Now, the first sentence here kind of sets the scene. The light dims. When the light dims, it just means the light becomes less and less bright. So the lights go down, right?
Yep.
Dim here is a verb, but it can also be an adjective. we sometimes use the word dim to describe someone as being kind of stupid. Yeah, he's a little dim, but that's another use of it. Chatter here is a word that is a noun. It can also be a verb. Chatter just means when a lot of people are talking, bah, 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 and you can kind of hear the sound. You can't really pick out words, but you can hear a lot of people talking at the same time. So people stop talking as the lights dim or go down, and it's because the movie's about to start. And we're calling these people who go to the movie theater moviegoers, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn their attention to the opening credits of the latest blockbuster. If the film is a blockbuster, it's probably a film that's made in Hollywood. It's got a lot of action scenes. They spent a lot of money on it, making it. And a lot of people go to it. Now, the opening credits is when the movie starts showing, and they list the names of the actors and the director and the person who wrote the screenplay. Those are the opening credits.
Yeah, sometimes they show them right at the beginning. Sometimes they show a little bit of the movie first and then show them. But in any case here, yeah, they might be watching the opening credits, or they might be watching the previews of upcoming films. What's that called? A preview? Trailer?
Trailers, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be watching the trailers for upcoming films and stuff like that. Or maybe it will be some sort of public service announcement.
They're called trailers because they used to be played after the main movie was shown.
Mm.
But nowadays, we actually see them most of the time before the movie starts.
Yeah, and also here in Taiwan, it seems that they always show this one film that has this family watching movies and the kids all scared or something because there's a big shark on the screen or something like that. And then the husband explains why they have different ratings for movies and stuff like that.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
But in any case, yes, that's what happens mm-hmm. after the lights dim. And then, of course, people are watching these things on the screen here. Now, the audience stares attentively at the screen as they munch on popcorn. Here we have the word munch, which is a verb, and we use it with the preposition on, to munch on something. People here in Taiwan, of course, munch on all sorts of snacks when they go to the night market or something like that. Munching on usually is used for snacks here. And yes, if you're watching a movie, you're going to munch on popcorn, or you might munch on French fries or something if you go to a fast food restaurant, etc.
I would say munch on is also used more with foods that are crispy and crunchy.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of the sound there. Munch,
the sound.
Munch, munch.
It's a munch, 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 munch. In fact, in cartoons when we were kids, sometimes they'd say munch, 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 munch. So munch is more, it's a sound, too, that you make with your mouth as you're chewing. So whether you prefer to scarf down an entire handful of popcorn or take it one kernel at a time, most people agree that the movie experience is not quite the same without this crunchy snack. If you scarf something down, you're not eating that Weijing that you put around your neck. This isn't the same scarf. This is a verb. It's a verb phrase. Scarf. He scarfed his food down. We always use the verb phrase. We don't ever say, he scarfed his food.
No.
Yeah, we say scarf down. So be careful. Always include that down with it. To scarf down means to eat very quickly, just shove it in your mouth and eat it as fast as possible.
It's kind of weird. This term is scarf down. When I was a kid, we said snarf down.
Oh, no, we always said scarf. That's interesting.
Yeah, it might be regional. I don't know. But in any case here, this just means you're eating something quickly, especially if it's something very tasty. And so you're eating an entire handful of popcorn, or somebody might be eating it one kernel at a time. A kernel usually is the edible part of a grain, like kernels of corn or wheat kernels. Things like that. And so, yeah, they might just eat one little piece of popcorn at a time, or they might throw it up in the air and catch it in their mouth or something like that. Well, most people do agree that the movie experience is not quite the same without this crunchy snack. I don't know if that's the same tradition here in Taiwan. They do sell popcorn at movie theaters
here. It's not quite the same. I've noticed that.
It's a little different. It's more of a tradition in the U.S.
And they don't sell enough candy at the theater for me.
You mean here? Or?
Yeah, there isn't enough candy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they just don't have it. Most people have gotten stuff at the nearby night market or something, like chicken legs or something.
Oh, really?
Or tofu or whatever. They bring in their own stuff, if the theater allows it.
I think nowadays, though, in America, we're getting more real food being sold at theaters, like hot dogs and nachos are served sometimes. But I think they like to eat more real food in Taiwan in the theater than candy and popcorn.
Yep, they seem to be more creative here.
Yeah.
But again, we do agree that, at least for American theaters, popcorn and movies kind of go together.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have one without the other.
They go hand in hand.
They do. Yes. But we need to ask this question. So how did popcorn find its way into cinemas anyway?
Yeah.
Why do movie theaters all sell popcorn and expect viewers to buy some?
Before we answer that question, this is paragraph number two. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at the science behind this airy treat. It's airy because it's very fluffy and light, right?
It's got a lot of air inside it.
So we're going to take a look at the science behind it. Out of all the varieties of maize, only the kind used for popcorn is capable of popping. I didn't know that. I thought all corn could pop, but that's not true. There are a lot of different varieties of what we call maize, which is, you don't see that word very often. It's actually the more scientific term for corn, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we don't use it typically. The British use it, actually, for corn more than we do. Now, variety means different kinds of something. It's the same kind of thing, but just a little different. For example, there are a lot of varieties of ice cream. There's vanilla, chocolate. Those are flavors, right? They're different varieties. So maize is a corn, and only one kind is used for actually popping popcorn.
So there are different species, I guess, of corn, of maize. Maize is originally from Spanish, which itself came from a word from the Caribbean area there, maíz in Espanol. But in any case here, that's a word we do use sometimes to refer to corn. I actually don't know where the word corn itself came from, but in any case, there's only one kind of corn that can be used for popcorn. I have known this for many years.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, I'm from the state of Iowa.
Oh, you guys grow corn.
Well, in Sioux City there, they have one of the world's largest popcorn factories.
Oh, wow.
If you look at the popcorn packages here in Taiwan, the chances are it comes from some company in Sioux City, Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. Sioux City. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you're kind of like the expert in popcorn today,
well,
right?
Not really, but in any case, wow. Yeah, I grew up about two hours down the road from Sioux City. But yeah, we need to stop talking about popcorn for just a second. During the break, we're going to munch on some, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们从今天的文章前面可以看到，去看电影一定要配着什么呢？第一个空格的句子提到 ，The audience stares blank one at the screen as they munch on popcorn。那么呢，我们会怎么样盯着荧幕，然后一边吃着爆米花呢？这里我们可以选用一选项的 attentively， 我们专注的、集中注意力的盯着荧幕，同时嘴巴又吃着爆米花，所以第一题搭配文意，我们选择一选项 attentively。第二个空格，我们从后半句来看到 ，Most people agree that the movie experience is not quite the blank two without this crunchy snack。我想大部分的人都会同意，去看电影的这样的经验，如果没有这种爆米花来陪伴，就不会怎么样了呢？我们可以选择 F 选项的 same。It's not quite the same. 感觉去看电影没有吃爆米花就是怪怪的。所以第二题我们可以选择 F 选项的 same。第三个空格 ,So, how did popcorn find its way into blank 3 anyway? 那么到底爆米花是怎么样进入到这里呢？当然爆米花是如何进入到电影院，让我们看电影一定要搭配呢？第三题搭配文意，我们可以选择 J 选项 cinemas, 也就是有电影院的意思。 第二段就开始介绍爆米花的历史，其实它是一种玉蜀黍。我们来看一下呢，第四个空格，它后半句提到 Only the kind used for popcorn is blamed for of popping. 其实呢，只有这种用来做爆米花的玉蜀黍是怎么样 popping。Popping 指的就是爆开的意思。 be 动词后面可以选择一个形容词，我们可以选择 C 选项的 capable。 be capable of 就是能够怎么样，只有这一种才会爆开哦。所以第四题的标准答案我们就选择 C capable。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Of course, we're talking about the science behind popcorn. Of course, there are different varieties of corn or maize. There's only one kind that can be used for popcorn. And in order to turn the hard yellow seed into a fluffy white snack, popcorn must be heated. Okay, so again, you've got little kernels of corn that are on the cob, and you have to turn those little yellow kernels or seeds into a fluffy white snack. You can't just look at it or boil it in water or something. You need to heat it, which means you need to make it hot, but you don't want to burn it, right? So, of course, you have to use a special kind of technique in order to get this to work.
Yeah, nowadays, most people use a microwave oven to, you know, pop their popcorn. But when Tom and I were young, there was no microwave, I don't think. Was there a microwave?
Well, they came in fairly early.
Yeah, we were kids.
But you could cook popcorn in a pan with oil.
Yeah. So you'd put oil, like vegetable oil, in a saucepan. You need a lid, of course, to keep the popcorn from popping all over the kitchen. But then you'd put the kernels in the bottom after the oil was hot, and then it would just pop. And you'd wait until the popping noise sound just stopped, right? I love that noise. Now, the next sentence is, when the kernel is exposed to higher temperatures, the moisture inside it turns into steam. Oh, that's kind of cool. Now, if you're exposed to something, it means you're unprotected. Maybe you're vulnerable to something. You can actually be exposed to the sun and get sunburn, right?
Yeah.
So you're not covered up. Well, the kernel is no longer protected from the heat, and it's exposed to the heat. So it feels the heat and the higher temperatures, and that's when the popping motion starts. The moisture that's inside of that kernel, it turns into or changes into, you could say, into steam.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's moisture, which I guess is water, and then it turns into steam. Mm-hmm. So water has, of course, three states. You got solid as ice, liquid as water, and then gas as steam. Mm-hmm. So it turns into steam, and due to its dense exterior, the steam cannot escape, and pressure starts to build. Okay, so the exterior of the kernel of corn is quite dense, which means it's hard, it's thick. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the water cannot escape, so it kind of stays in there. The steam cannot escape, so, of course, the pressure starts to build, which I guess could result in some sort of explosion.
Yeah.
Once the hard shell, of course, reaches its breaking point, it can't hold that steam back anymore. The pressure is too great, so it breaks apart, and then the kernel bursts. To burst just means to explode, like a balloon will burst if you stick a pin in it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it pops inside out. So the white stuff that was on the inside will now come out and be on the outside, and it turns inside out, and that releases a soft flake. To release means to let go of something, mm-hmm. or to put something on the market. You know, the movie company released a new film, for example, or the group released a new album, but here it releases a soft flake, which is how we're describing a piece of popcorn.
Which is an interesting way to describe it. Usually we use flake to talk about corn flakes, a popular breakfast cereal. It's kind of a flat, thin piece of something. Or a snowflake, which just falls from the sky when it's snowing outside. Now, in the next paragraph, it says the discovery of popcorn can be traced back to more than 6,000 years ago. Wow. Wow, they figured out popcorn a long, long time ago. If you trace something back in time, it means you go back in history to discover when it first originated.
Exactly. So somewhere along the line, somebody had corn there and they accidentally dropped it in some oil or something. And hey, how did that happen?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Crazy.
Let's try that again. Oh, that's tasty.
Cool.
Let's keep eating it. So it's been around for about 6,000 years. However, this treat was not enormously popular until the mid-1800s,
mm-hmm.
which is only about, what, 150 years ago, 200 years ago or so. So it was around, but it wasn't popular. It wasn't enormously, it wasn't hugely popular until the mid-1800s. And by 1885, a steam-powered popcorn wagon had been invented, which gave popcorn an advantage over potato chips at fairs and sporting events because it could be mass-produced outside of the kitchen.
True.
So we've got popcorn wagon, which means you can push it around. It's like the carts here in Taiwan that people push around to sell various things. This one was steam-powered, using steam power, which is basically you burn wood or something and it boils water, and then the steam from that boiled water can generate power or cause motion, and it could generate heat to pop that popcorn.
Yeah, so because they could produce it outside, it became a really popular thing to eat at fairs and sporting events because you could make it outside of the kitchen very easily. Mass produced just means something that's made in large quantities, large numbers, a large volume. At first, however, movie theater owners thought, ah, this popcorn is a nuisance. A nuisance is something that's really annoying, irritating to you, and it's messy, which means you can get dirty easily. Most of us know that movie theaters are pretty dirty inside because people spill their pop or their drinks, and their popcorn's on the floor, the candy's on the floor, it's a mess. So the theater owners thought, it's just a messy nuisance we have to clean up after films. They didn't realize they could actually make some money selling it inside the theater themselves. Initially, or originally, people were bringing it in from outside. It wasn't until the Great Depression, which was 1929, that theater owners thought, hey, we can make popcorn inside the movie theater, sell it here, and really make a profit.
That's right. We can sell it in different sizes. And, of course, soft drinks go good with popcorn.
Sure.
So people get kind of thirsty when they eat popcorn because it's kind of salty.
Yeah.
Or maybe they put the salt on it in order to make those people thirsty.
Yeah.
And then they would start buying drinks
awesome.
As well. So it had great financial potential. Financial means having to do with money. They could make money from it, basically. And now popcorn is synonymous with movies. To be synonymous with means they basically are together.
We go hand in hand, remember?
Go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You can't have one without the other, etc. So, yes, it is synonymous with movies. Yeah, the first thing you do when you give your ticket to the person, you go buy some popcorn right away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to this day, popcorn remains a favorite treat because it's low in calories and fat. Well, it's supposed to be. It doesn't stay low in calories and low in fat if you add other stuff to it.
Like butter.
Yay. Or, of course, here in Taiwan, it's very difficult to find popcorn that isn't sweet. So it's got all sorts of sugar on it, so it's got lots of calories that way. If you air pop it, I guess, without oil or something.
Yeah.
It's actually supposed to be pretty good for you. And this versatile snack goes well with sweet or savory toppings.
Mm.
Savory just means it has different kinds of flavors. It can be aromatic. You can put maybe different kinds of spices on it. So maybe some kind of salt or pepper or something, or spices or powder or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cheddar powder, which is butter, which is cheese.
Yeah, there's some kind of gourmet popcorn restaurant in the States, too, that has all these different sorts of flavors.
I buy it when I go home and I bring it back with me. I love the butter and the cheddar popcorn.
Yum. Yeah, different kinds here. Don't really see that so much here, but no wonder, Nan Guai, no wonder it even has its own button on their microwave. It helps you cook it when you're at 7-Eleven or wherever. So yes, indeed, popcorn is a staple at movie theaters, and we're done talking about it. So now it's time to listen once again to our Chinese teacher.
接着要来探讨这个爆米花是怎么爆开来的。第五个空格前面句子提到 ,due to its dense exterior, the steam cannot escape, and blank five starts to build.大家都知道，当我们把这种呢玉米粒加热，因为它外面的这个外壳非常的坚实，我们用 dense 这个形容词，结果 the steam 这样的蒸汽无法逃脱，然后什么东西就开始累积。第五题，我们可以选择 A 选项 pressure， 这种蒸汽所带来的压力就开始累积，累积到后来当然就爆开来了。第五题搭配文意，我们可以选择 A 选项的 pressure。第六个空格在这里提到 ,however, this treat was not blank six, popular until the mid-1800s. 其实啊这种甜点呢是一直到这个1800年代的中期才开始流行。其实你会看到整个句子的结构相当的完整，但是我们可以放一个副词来修饰 popular。第六题选择 G 选项的 enormously 解释成为非常地，所以呢它一直是到这个1800年代中期才开始非常的流行 enormously popular。 第六题答案就选择 G 选项。而呢到了1885年，有一个叫做蒸汽驱动的爆米花推车。那么我们来看一下第七个空格后半句，逗号后面写着 giving popcorn a and blank seven over potato chips at fairs and sporting events。 正是因为有了爆米花的推车，才让爆米花在这些市集或者是运动赛事场合才能够胜过洋芋片，比起洋芋片来说更有优势。第七格搭配文意，我们要放一个名词放在 a 或 and 的后面，我们就可以选择 B 选项的 advantage， 在这里代表的是有优势优点的意思。第八个空格后面提到 movie theater owners believed popcorn was blank eight more than a messy nuance。 其实刚开始的时候呢，这些电影院的老板他觉得爆米花怎么样是一个很麻烦 a messy nuance。 nuance 其实就是代表的是麻烦物的意思，因为呢之后丢的到处都是还要打扫。那么在这里呢，我们可以搭配后面的 more than， 可以选择 I 选项的 nothing more than， 就是代表着仅止。刚开始这些老板真的认为爆米花不过就是麻烦物而已。第八题标准答案我们就选择 I nothing。It wasn't until the Great Depression that theater owners saw its financial blank nine。那么看到 it wasn't until 再加上 that， 中文要翻译成为直到。直到呢这个经济大萧条的时期，电影院的业者才看到爆米花的经济什么。第九题我们可以选择 D 选项 potential， 潜力潜在的特质。因为爆米花，那么人们进电影院买爆米花，对老板来讲当然又多了一些经济上面的潜在的好处跟因素，所以第九题就选择 D potential。 第十题 This blank 10 snack goes well with sweet or savory toppings。 你会发现呢，爆米花可以吃甜的跟吃咸的都很好。那么我们用一个形容词来形容这种甜点，我们可以选择 H 选项的 versatile， 也就是代表着变化多端的用途广泛的意思。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the popcorn at the movie theater or whatever snack you enjoy when you watch a flick. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.